This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Campaigning for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections has reached top gear as only 3 days are left for it to end. Top leaders of all political parties are touring different constituencies, braving the weather to woo the voters in their favour. In Uttar Pradesh, senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed public meetings in Kushinagar, Salempur and Chandauli today. Mr. Shah said, "This election is for development and for securing the country." He said, "It is for the welfare of the poor." BJP National President J.P. Nadda also addressed several meetings in Varanasi. State Chief Minister and senior BJP leader Yogi Adityanath addressed public meetings in Balia, Robertsganj, Ghosi and Varanasi. On the other hand, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav addressed a political gathering in UP's Ghazipur and Chandauli today. The SP chief claimed that BJP and BSP have joined hands internally. In the seventh and last phase of Lok Sabha elections, voting will be held on 13 seats of Uttar Pradesh on June the 1st. In Bihar, several senior leaders and star campaigners of NDA and Grand Alliance campaigned today. Polling will be held in 8 constituencies on the 1st of June. Former Congress President Rahul Gandhi held 3 election rallies in Patna Sahib, Pataliputra and Ara Lok Sabha constituencies. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav also held election rallies in Jahanabad, Paliganj, Jagdishpur and Bihta in different parliamentary constituencies. In a massive stride for India's electoral polity, Jammu and Kashmir witnessed the highest poll participation in the last 35 years by registering 58.46% voter turnout in the ongoing general elections. The Union Territory comprises 5 parliamentary constituencies, Srinagar, Baramulla, Anantnag Rajouri, Udhampur and Jammu. Udhampur recorded over 68% and Jammu recorded over 72% voter turnout. Srinagar recorded over 38%, Baramulla more than 59% and Anantnag Rajouri registered a voter turnout of nearly 55%. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar complimented the voters for this achievement. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar inaugurated the Centre for Carbon Fibre and Prepregs during his visit to National Aerospace Laboratories, NAL, in Bengaluru today. He witnessed the innovations in aviation technology promoted by NAL. He saw the flying display of the Hansa NG, the indigenous flying trainer, and SARAS multipurpose aircraft designed and developed by NAL. Addressing the scientific community at National Aerospace Laboratories, the Vice President said that India is taking crucial steps during the Amrit Kal to realize the dream of Viksit Bharat by 2047 when India celebrates its centenary of our Independence Day. The Meteorological Department has said that the cyclonic storm Remal is likely to move north-northeastwards and gradually weaken further into a deep depression by tonight. The cyclonic storm over Bangladesh and adjoining West Bengal moved slowly northwards with a speed of 5 km per hour during the past 6 hours. Meanwhile, the sea conditions of the coast of northern Odisha have become rough to very rough with high waves and strong winds. The Ministry of Ayush, in collaboration with the All India Institute of Ayurveda, AIIA, today hosted a sensitization program at the AIIA campus in New Delhi. The event aimed to facilitate information sharing between the insurance sector and Ayush healthcare providers and includes the presence of CEOs and CMDs of general insurance companies as well as Ayush hospital owners. It encouraged collaborations that enhance the accessibility and affordability of Ayush treatments for the public and promote holistic health and wellness across the country. Former world youth champion Ankushita Boro prevailed over Namun Mongkhor of Mongolia in the 60 kg category, while Abhimanyu Lohra went down against Ireland's Caelan Cassidy in the second round of the 80 kg weight category in the second boxing world qualifiers for the Paris Olympics in Bangkok today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.